Established in 2005, eLearning Jamaica Company Limited is an agency of the Ministry of Energy, Science and Technology. Its core functions are to implement the e-learning project in high schools, to promote the integration and infusion of technology into the education system, and to act as the implementation arm for approved interventions funded through the Universal Access Fund, UAF. The UAF was established under the Telecommunications Act of 2000. E-Learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, has rebranded its internet-based learning tool, targeting students preparing for the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC exams. The rebrand and update of what is now called the ELJAM Virtual Learning Environment, VLE, has made the online resource much more user-friendly, as it will allow students to access all of ELJAM's resources from a single location. ELJAM VLE, formerly known as the Central Repository for Educational Materials, has brought together all the resources developed or acquired for high school students as part of the eLearning High School project.
The environment was rebranded in order to consolidate and provide access to all the various learning resources. And so what they've really done is to create a single interface or portal, as they call it, doorway, to all these resources. So it's much easier now to get to all this content.
Chief Executive Officer of ELJAM, Avril Crawford. Mrs. Crawford says the ELJAM VLE has been made more interactive and animated, which makes it more attractive to users.
We realized that we had to rebrand. We weren't as interactive and didn't have an animation and that sort of thing as you would have liked. But it's materials that people are after. So you have CXC, you have Edufocal, everybody wants our materials because it's just good. But we realize that we have to jazz it up a bit.
There is currently content for 11 subject areas on the VLE, namely English, Mathematics, Chemistry, Biology, Information Technology, Physics, Geography, Social Studies, Integrated Science, Building Technology, and Spanish. All this targeting students in grades 10 and 11. Mrs. Crawford says students in grades 7 to 9 may also utilize the learning environment, as there is some content available for this group. She says the internet platform is widely used, even by students internationally.
We are pleased that Jamaican users now constitute the largest group. Users are seen from all over the world, including India, US, Trinidad, Ghana, Barbados, and Europe. And we think a lot has had to do with the rebranding.
The CEO also highlights what ELJAM calls its item bank. This section comprises at least 30,000 questions on subject areas that are frequently misinterpreted by students and that students usually have difficulty with. Additionally, along with questions and answers, videotaped lectures, PowerPoint presentations, as well as links to videos on YouTube can be found on the environment. The lectures focus on hard-to-grasp topics. Mrs. Crawford is encouraging students to utilize the service throughout the school year instead of only during the examination period. Users may access the resources at the VLE address at e-learnjavle.org. That's e-learnjavle.org. The ELJAM VLE forms part of the high school project, which is funded by the Universal Service Fund and implemented in collaboration with the Ministries of Education, Youth and Information, and Energy, Science and Technology.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.